Joining us now, she now has an LPGA card in her pocket. At least I think she has it in her pocket. We'll find out.
Well, there's a giant cardboard one she's been carrying around.
So hopefully they gave her the wallet size. Nelly Korda joins us. Nelly, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Did they give you the wallet size? You just still have the big one?
I still have the big one, and it's right next to my Sioux Falls check.
Nice.
The one that I want.
So you've still not found an ATM that would take the Sioux Falls check?
No, unfortunately not. It looks like it's going to go up on my wall.
Nice.
I was going to say, pretty soon, maybe you'll just be able to turn them all into a wallpaper. You know, just make a whole wall out of it.
Actually, that is a smart idea.
So you get in by, you finish ninth on the season. At what point were the nerves kicking in, or did they not kick in, and how are you feeling now?
They were definitely kicking in. I can't say that they weren't, especially with the second to last tournament being canceled and me worrying about if we're even going to play the final tournament. But it was definitely a nerve-wracking week, and I'm very proud of myself with how I handled myself and all my nerves.
Well, I mean, this is obviously the realization of a dream, and although you plan for it, it probably happened more quickly than it has for others, and maybe even more quickly than you expected. But as you're sitting there and you're watching that second to last tournament, and you're sitting at 12th, and you have to get into the top 10 to earn your card automatically, even though there are benefits to finishing, you know, 11 to 25, you want to get that card and you want to get on to the next stage of life. And, you know, so the Web.com Tour has to cancel their championship, which really affected who got in and who didn't get in. And we actually interviewed Cameron Percy, who was like the last guy in after he got it by not playing. With the prospect of that hurricane and the damage and everything else, and maybe having both of those events washed out, what was your mindset like as you looked at that? And are we going to have an end of the season? And how would you have dealt with it if you hadn't had the opportunity to play?
Well, I mean, truthfully, I was just praying that we were going to play, and I was practicing and preparing myself for going out there and to play and to try to play my best. So I was always in the zone, never came out of that zone. And I guess we were really grateful that we got to play in at Aliqua instead of Daytona, but as I said, I kind of just kept myself in that zone and never kind of got out of that.
So, yeah, going into the final round, I mean, you go 72, 65, 71. So you're sitting there at 5 under. Did you have a thought process as to what I need to do, what I need to shoot, where I need to finish? I mean, I'm sitting here crunching some numbers. And I'm going, okay, if she finishes at -4 for the tournament instead of -10, she might miss by, like, pennies. Did you go through that thought process, or did you even consider it, or did you just kind of go out there and say, hey, I'm just going to try and shoot the best I can and let it fall as it falls?
Well, after the first round, my coach came up and watched me my three final days, and he gave me this game plan, which we've had since Sioux Falls. Don't think past the first tee shot. And, you know, I just took everything one shot at a time and didn't really think ahead and just focused on what's laying in front of me. Take it one shot at a time, one putt at a time. Just that was kind of my game plan. And I didn't really try thinking about it too much. On Sunday I did, because I had like an hour and a half to spare before the last group came in. So I was definitely freaking out. My heart rate was definitely high up there.
Well, what about Saturday night? I mean, Mark's sitting here doing the math, which he's not doing very well at, but had you figured out where you needed to finish on the money list to make the jump, almost regardless of where anybody else was? Because it's not easy to figure out.
No, but truthfully, I actually, I didn't even think of that. I wasn't really thinking about where I need a place to jump on the money list. I was just trying to play. I just thought of it as a regular tournament. You know, you go into a tournament to win it, and you're going to trying to play your best. So I went into the tournament trying to play my best golf, and thankfully I came out Sunday and I played really well. I just made one mistake. And other than that, it was a great day. I had the long putts rolling in, and I was very much in sync.
Well, all right. So you get out there Sunday, and you know you have to play well. Where in the round were you able to see the end? Did you know that you were playing well enough that at least you were going to put yourself in contention, no matter what, you know, regardless of what happened behind you?
I started getting a little emotional probably on like the 13th hole. I told myself to calm down. I was like, Nelly, just calm down. But that golf course we played has a couple of really tough finishing holes. So you definitely do not try to get ahead of yourself. And, you know, I managed to save a really great up and down on number 16, and then birdied 17, which was very big for me, and then parred, made an up and down on 18 as well. And I was more nervous over that 3-foot par putt than I was winning in Sioux Falls over my 4-foot par putt.
did you learn anything from this that you can carry into the next phase of your career? I mean, you really had to go out there and win this thing. I mean, and 66, I mean, you had to have a great day to get your card, and you did it. Did you learn anything about yourself, your game, your approach that you can take with you to the next level?
I learned a lot about myself in this entire year in general. I mean, I'm so grateful for everything that I've learned about myself on the Symetra Tour, and I would never take anything for granted. I mean, it's been a great journey. The journey is obviously had a lot of ups and downs. I didn't really start that well at the beginning of the year, and then I had a great middle end of the year. And I don't know, just kind of going through that process and playing professional golf, playing that many events in the year. As I said before, I played practically six events last year, and I went to 21 events this year. So, I mean, just learning what I needed to do to keep up with, to keep my body in one piece, and not to exhaust myself by the end of the year. Just learning all that about myself was definitely the goal this year.
Again, we're talking with now LPGA Tour card holder Nelly Korda. And Nelly, I gotta say, you know, going into next year, you might have a little bit of an advantage over some other first-time card holders because of your sister. So you kind of have a feel for maybe what to expect, and I'm sure you've had conversations and you've been around it more than some other people have. So do you have a little bit of an advantage having at least some understanding of what to expect as you go out onto the LPGA Tour?
I mean, yeah, my sister has been on tour since 2011, so she's definitely had a lot of experience there, and she's going to definitely tell me what to do and what not to do, so it's going to be great to have her there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think she's probably going to come in handy for you in terms of managing your schedule and your time and your travel, and, you know, which you did such a great job with on your own this year, not getting distracted and spending too much time out visiting the sites in the cities you were visiting, but getting ready to play. So I think she can help you there, but where she can't help you is inside the ropes. What about your game are you going to be working on between now and your first LPGA start?
Truthfully, right now, I don't even want to think about my game.
No, that's fair enough. So you're taking a little bit of time away from the course and sort of mentally stepping away?
Yes, definitely. It's a much needed break.
Well, and have you
some shopping?
Yeah, well, there you go. Have you looked at the schedule and where you think you might try to get into your first event?
It's actually not out yet, so I'm not sure what's happening.
I mean, I guess Pure Silk Bahamas would be great. So maybe that's Bahamas, what you're shopping for, right? I mean, going to the Bahamas.
That's not a bad place to start, I must say.
All right, so if you're not thinking about your game, are you thinking about how to prep? I mean, obviously there's travel, there's caddies, there's equipment, there's, you know, clothing, there's all the stuff that's, I would say, not necessarily pure game related, but they're all logistics and everything that's involved. I mean, have you thought about any of that, or have you set any goals for yourself for next year?
Truthfully, I have not done anything. I just kind of turned everything off. I think just this first week, I just want to relax and enjoy and shop. and then tan, you know, I went tanning. I tanned today, which I haven't done all year. So
so you got rid of that sock? No. You got rid of the sock tan?
Nope, still there.
Still there.
I think that's going to be permanent. It's so bad that it's permanent now.
Well, you're making a career of this, so it's a good thing for it to be permanent. I'm curious. You know, I'm going to sort of my shameless plug for the Symetra Tour. Obviously, the play has improved on the Symetra Tour to such a degree that we're starting to see the dividends paid on the next level. And we saw three players this year all set new money earnings records, all break the previous earnings record with Madeline and Jackie and Allie McDonald. Do you see the Symetra Tour, and I guess maybe your sister has talked to you about this as well, the Symetra Tour's growth, giving the players like you a chance to have an impact right away? And do you think those top three have an advantage because of what they were able to accomplish this year?
I mean, the competition out on the Symetra Tour is improving every year. And if you look at the scores from last year to this year, every winning score is almost doubled. So, and anyone can tell you, like, the competition out there this year is really, really tough. And the three girls, Madeline, Allie, and Jackie, really played well this year. And it, just in general, all the girls in the top 10 and even outside the top 10, it was really tough. I mean, it was a really close race coming in into the last event. And, I mean, the Symetra Tour is definitely growing. We had four tournaments this year, over 200,000. And I think the entire purse for this year, they reached over $3 million. So, I mean, it's definitely growing every year. And the players are getting better and better out there, and the competition is definitely improving. And it definitely tests our golf games, and the golf courses are also really improving. Like, we've played some spectacular golf courses this year.
All right, so before we let you go, I have to ask you one quick question.
Uh-oh.
As you step out onto the LPGA Tour next year with your sister out there, are there going to be some matches, some competitions week in and week out to see who finishes higher and some bets going on maybe? A little friendly wagers?
Maybe. I mean, we will room together, so maybe we'll play for who pays for the hotel room.
Nice.
That's fair.
I like it.
Well, we want to see some quarter final groupings.
Yes.
I would too. Yeah, I would definitely love that.
All right. Well, Nelly, we really appreciate you hopping on with us again. Good luck as you venture out onto the LPGA Tour and have fun in your decompression mode right now.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.